Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about having our new friend with us, folks. Bob Phibbs is here. Bob is a new friend, and he's a retail guy. He's a Main Street guy. He's a lot like you and me. And he's the author of You Can Compete, Double Sales Without Discounting. I like that. We all need to learn how to do that, especially these days, don't we? And by the way, that book's in its second edition. You know what that means, don't you? That means it's the first edition was really good. They had to do it again. And then he's got a new book coming out. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. But he's a guy who helps companies like yours and mine, small companies and big companies too, reach out and touch customers and do it in a better way and in a way that makes them want to come back and give us more business. And he's here to talk to us about that. Bob Phibbs, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you here.
Thank you. It's good to have a business advocate out there in the world. There's so few of us, my friend.
I know. You're right about that. We'll always have work if we in this job, won't we, Bob?
That's right.
One of the things, Bob, that I'd like for you to talk to us about is what are you seeing out there in the economy? Are you seeing a little optimism? Are you seeing things turning around on Main Street? What are you seeing as you travel around?
Well, you know, I think if you basically were an optimistic person, I think you're probably seeing the optimistic signs. I think if basically you're kind of bitter Betty, you're probably just focusing on every bad thing you hear. And the challenge I think that we have, Jim, is how do we keep from going to that place? You know, when you're listening to, I don't care what side you're on, Fox or MSNBC or CNN or whoever, but if you're listening to that every day, here's another foreclosure story. Here's another business going out. Here's a local so-and-so that's gone wrong. How do we turn that off when we walk into our dental practice or we go to wait on a customer or even if you're just going in to work as a mechanic? How do you turn that off and say the person in front of me is the most important thing? I think that's the challenge in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much we need new tools, but, Zig Ziglar used to call it stinking thinking, which sounds great. But I think the war that we have to win is between our own ears.
Yep.
And that's hard.
That's hard
because everyone is kind of in that state, you know. I spoke at an economic council in Virginia last fall, and they brought up these two economists who just came up, and it's like, you know, we're going down a hole.
Let's just go ahead and shoot ourselves now, right?
Yeah.
There's a term for that, Bob. It's called availability cascade. Availability cascade is when you hear something so much, you start to believe it's true, and you start behaving as if it were true.
Yes.
And what I try to tell my audience is become a more discerning consumer of information. When I listen to those talking head shows you were talking about, when I listen to those networks, I try to glean the information without letting them get into my head. We do need to listen to them because they do have information that we need that is beneficial. But we've got to be careful about what we take in besides the information, don't we?
Well, yes, but let's be totally honest here, Jim. Why do they exist? Is to sell Depends at 10 o'clock at night or gum or whatever. That's what they're there for.
Right.
So let's just make sure that it's not this magnanimous, oh, we're impartial. No, we want you to stick around long enough that you're going to continue to buy our product. So
all of that to say,
you know, I think that we are seeing things, you know, I just to finish up that thought on the economic conference, you know, I said, yeah, let's face it, retail is overbuilt by 20%. So there is a shakeout going on, but it doesn't have to be you. That's my point to your listeners.
Right. Well, that's exactly right, and that's what I gave a speech a couple of weeks ago in California. I'm going to be in Atlanta next week, doing this, talking to a group as you do, and I'm just trying to, and on the show every day, I try to make sure that my audience realizes that regardless of what's going on, in the economy, somebody is buying something from somebody, something you sell to, from somebody somewhere right now. It might as well be you.
That's exactly right. A good friend of mine, his mom was in New York City during the Depression, and she said, "I always had a job." And she made sure to say it that way. Like,
yeah.
You know, I know this is the general perception. And again, you know, if we look at if people talking about, oh, you know, sales are down 5%. Well, imagine your kid comes home with a 95% on the report card.
Right.
Boy, you're terrible.
Bob, talk to us about competing. When you in your book you say you can compete. Is it possible to still double sales without discounting today?
Absolutely.
How do we do that?
The problem is everyone has drunk the Kool-Aid and believes that somehow by discounting my wares, it's going to bring people in. And I think all that does is show there's cheap people out there. Sorry.
Yep.
I mean, you know, they're talking in the grocery stores. They're really worried about the growth of private labels. Well, you did that to yourself. But
right.
I can see that it's Tide detergent, and it's the exact same packaging for a third less. Well, of course I'll buy that because there's no one selling me on it. But when you're an independent retailer or service provider or whatever, and your goal is to discount to people who don't know you, I think that's misguided. If you're going to give somebody a deal, you know, when somebody hires me for 10 speeches, well, they get a deal. But do
mm-hmm.
you get a deal for one? No, because
right.
there's no ongoing relationship. So I think it's, if you're going to reward somebody, help reward the people who have made you money and who will be there when things are off sale. I guess that's the big
difference.
Well,
what you've got to do, if you're a small business, I mean, obviously, you know, we've gone through some tough times in the last year and a half, 2 years, Bob, in the economy, and people are more price conscious. But that doesn't mean that you stop showing your customer what about the value of doing business with you. I mean, there are still reasons to buy value, not just price.
Yeah, if they showed up in your flooring store today, it's a good bet they're looking for flooring. I mean, if anything has happened, the browsing has left the economy.
Right.
People are more, but they're still out there buying. I mean, I have clients who are in the home products business that are up 18%. I've got gift stores that are doing well, toy stores, franchises, all kinds of different businesses, because ultimately what they did is they looked at last year and they said, holy gosh, we don't change something. We got to get back to basics.
Right.
And sell our merchandise and be discriminating on who we put behind there and watch our promotions. And so not only are their sales increasing, but their profits. That's
and when we come back after these messages, you're going to tell us how they did that, right?
Maybe.
We're going to get it out. I'm going to get it out of you, folks. You know I can do that, too. He has no choice in this matter. Bob Phibbs is going to be right back with us after these messages. His book is called You Can Compete, Second Edition. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blassingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and that's my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out. Use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out my blog. All that's there. Lots of good stuff. Lots and lots of stuff. That's almost a 12-and-a-half-year-old website, folks. It's a lot of good stuff that we've accumulated over the years. Bob Phibbs is our guest. He PHIBBS. If you're Googling him, he's the author of You Can Compete and the new book, The Retail Doctor's Guide to Growing Your Business. Bob, that's coming out next month, isn't it?
It is. I just got the first copy in my hot little hands last night, so it's very exciting.
Well, we're glad to be helping you launch that, and we expect to get our copy too. By the way, my inscribed copy too. By the
yes, on my list.
So it's coming out to May the 3rd. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
But they can go ahead and pre-order now at the online stores.
Yeah, and if you just went to retaildoc.com/guide, then you can read a little bit more about it, see the reviews from Inc. Magazine, USA Today. Some of the biggest retail names, CEOs have seen it, and they love it. So
retaildoc.com?
Correct.
That's your website? And
yes,
find out more about you there and all your books.
You betcha.
So check it out, folks. Bob. You promised to tell us how you've helped your clients grow their businesses in this current existing situation. Tell us about it.
Well, I think the number one thing you have to do is get a real honest assessment of what a customer experiences when they come in your store. So, you know, if you've got Bitter Betty there every day at 10 a.m. and you're not particularly liking working with her, but you let her stay, I mean, even if you're married to her or married to him, you really don't have the right to tell me it's the economy or it's the shiny new competitor or big box down the road. Because you aren't taking care of your own business. So I start with, what does your real business look like? And that would, you know, you can go online, do a Google search of your own name. You could check out Yelp, or you could check out Twitter, you could check out Facebook, and just search your name out and see what people have said, and see if, because a lot of people are talking about you online, even if you don't have a website. People are railing or complimenting all the time. So find out what they're saying. Secondly, is don't believe your own PR. You know, I'd just say, oh, I have all these loyal customers. I just need more of them. Well, word of mouth isn't something that you can qualify. It feels good. Oh, I've got great word of mouth. Well, sure, because the people who are doing that are kind of just reinforcing your own ideas.
Can you influence word of mouth?
Oh, I think you can.
How do you do that?
But you really have to, you know, the mark is, it has to be a truly exceptional experience when anybody walks in your door. That's the mark. And if we don't make that mark, then we have to work even harder to get that up to speed on a consistent basis. You know, you're only as good as the employee you leave at the phones for 15 minutes while you go to the bank. So I really don't believe in spending a lot of money on marketing. In fact, when I one of the stories I talk about in You Can Compete is a little coffee roaster in Long Beach. I stopped all this marketing. I said, until we get this thing right, you don't invite people to a party
right.
That's no good.
So make sure you're saying, business owner, to thy, you know, heal thyself, so to speak.
Yeah, well, and admit it. You know, get in front of the mirror. And instead of saying, oh, I'm just old, no, go and, you know, you got to work out.
And quit blaming everybody else for your problems.
Yeah, because ultimately, you know, if I don't get enough speeches, well, what do I have to do? I got to get my butt back out there and find a way to market it. You know, the book, let's be honest, the book is another way for me to get my name back out there in the, you know, ethosphere or whatever. But when people ask me, oh, how do I become a consultant? I go, you got to hit it out of the park. And that's the same thing I would say for any business owner.
Is it getting harder to do that with customers? Is it
getting
harder to wow them? You think it's easier?
There is so much garbage out there that we settle for. You know, we settle for disinterested people behind the register texting their buddies. Or, you know, I had a guy yesterday trying to return. I got a wrong vitamin at the local grocery store. I didn't have my receipt. This guy had to try to check the receipt and find me and go back 2 months. They couldn't find it. Then they got the manager. The manager said, we're not going to do it.
What?
I said, are you kidding me? I said, I shop here, like, all the time.
Yeah.
But, you know, in the 50s, I would have thought, okay, well, I guess I can't do it. But in 2010, it's like, why is this guy working in customer service?
Well, and the thing about it is in today's world, it's not the product, it's not the price, it's not even the service anymore. It's the experience, isn't it?
It's only the experience. You know, Starbucks built essentially a commodity business, a cup of coffee for 50 cents by making a beautiful place, a very consistent product, and we ended up being willing to say another language to order it, wait in line, and tip for the privilege.
Here's what I think really happened, though. I think the first time they opened their first store, they hired like 20 people to go stand in line and just to stand there all day, and people would go by and they'd say, wow, that must be really good coffee.
Well, you know, that's something I talk about in the book. You Can Compete, because if it's not busy, you want to get your salespeople role playing.
Right.
If you got a restaurant, you give food.
Nobody turns into a restaurant at dinner time where there's no cars out front.
Oh my gosh, no.
No, they don't do that. Hey, Bob, give us the website one more time, please.
It is www.retaildoc.com, and you can find all kinds of tips and articles.
And we can find out more about the new book there too, can't we?
You betcha.
Hey, Bob, will you come back another day?
I absolutely will, Jim.
It's been a lot of fun. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Bob Phibbs, ladies and gentlemen, PHIBBS. Go Google him. Check out what he's got going on there. Got to go for this hour. Not this hour, this half hour. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame. I promise. I've done this before, haven't I? Stay with me. On a magic carpet ride, you don't know.
Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.